This podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing its consumption. This podcast combines humor and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we consume cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we assume no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly. This podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing its consumption. This podcast combines humor and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we consume cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we assume no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly.
You know what's fucked up? I completely like didn't you already have that hat like tucked away somewhere or something
for years?
Yeah. Okay, I thought so.
When was the last time that was washed?
I have maybe worn it twice. But yeah,
I'm running some video games.
It's well, not look, our theme song look, anymore.
Today's
that's why
date,
I wore it.
It's a big date. If you don't see the date on the banner there,
happy birthday, G.
Come on, everybody. You already know what time it is, okay?
Fuck.
It's time to sing.
No, wait. We didn't talk about
no,
this.
No, nope, we're doing
no,
it.
No, we're singing it. It's your fucking birthday.
Yeah, so much.
So.
Happy birthday to you. You belong in the zoo.
This is not what we discussed.
With the potheads and the goo-goos. Happy birthday.
Waiting for his camera to crack.
You're gonna shatter my fucking pieces, bro. No, thank you. Much appreciated, guys.
My throat's parched.
Thank you. Yeah. You can see the big 4-0, for fuck's sake. Let's just say I've felt 40 for the past 20 years. So what are we talking about today?
Dabs had a revelation.
Oh, he did.
Oh, I wouldn't call it a revelation. I would say it more grinded my gears because I didn't understand it at first.
Uh-oh.
But now that I understand it, I get it. So I'm going to start with why I got frustrated. And my frustration is aimed at McDonald's.
Oh, boy. Listen. If one day we want to get a sponsorship,
we're never going to get a sponsorship from McDonald's, bro. I'm sorry to tell
you. I wouldn't want one. Ruin it. I would not want one from them anyway.
Never would we get them anyway. So,
all right. So we're agreed.
McDonald's kind of frustrated me a little bit. I saw this upside down M, like the McDonald's M in a just upside down. On a McDonald's sweet tea cup.
Is it supposed to be like a Wiccan McDonald's?
That's the thing. I don't know. So
you should be happy.
But I'm not. This is what I'm going to explain to you on why. So when I saw that, I was like, McDonald's? What the fuck is that? So my coworker had asked me the question, what is McDonald's? And I was like, it's got to be a Japanese thing because it's got Japanese kanji on.
Okay.
And he was just like, oh, okay. And I didn't think to look it up that day. I said, fuck it. So I let it fester, and I was just like, why are we stealing from the Japanese?
You let it fester too long.
Exactly. I was like, why are we stealing from the Japanese? Can't they just have their culture? I mean, granted, they have brought a lot of Japanese, like, musical artists and breakdancers and stuff like that. Yeah. They brought the culture from over in Japan to here. A lot of places like LA and New York in particular.
Oh, man, just ask any black dude if they like Japanese culture, and I'm pretty sure they'll all say fucking Kamehameha or some shit along those lines, okay? So let's not get it twisted. Every culture shares something from another culture. That is without a doubt.
Yes.
Without a doubt. But McDonald's, I think, might be a little too far as far as like just flipping your M.
But here's,
like, if we flip an M's, man.
Here's the thing. So
let's go.
Me and Sanchez were sitting in call while you were doing your thing off call.
You're still in there.
No, he wasn't in there. Where not when I found the
No, you are. You're still in there
I
now.
I know I am, and I don't care. I'm still in there. I don't care. So me and Sanchez were talking, and I was looking up the McDonald's thing, and I was like, oh, so it's from a manga from 1981 called... Where'd it go?
You know, it's crazy that McDonald's has gone that far, man. We did Pokemons, we did Power Rangers, Batman Forever Cups back in the day and all that shit. We had the Disney Cups. And now they said, fuck it. We're Japanese culture.
So to finish, McDonald's is originally from the 1981 manga and anime franchise, Cat's Eye. So, yeah. Once I found that out, I was just like, we're still stealing from the Japanese with their whole McDonald's thing. And then I was like, oh, they actually made their own manga. 4 chapters. No bullshit. I looked them up on Amazon. Yes, I looked them up on Amazon. They are real.
I don't think I'm high enough for this.
They have, and listen to the names of the 4 manga chapters, okay? The first one's called The Race to McDonald's. The second one is called Love from Across the Booth. Yep. The third one is called McNuggets Space Frontier 3000. Yes, I know. And then the last one is called The Wisdom of the Sauce. Bullshit. Reading it from the wiki. Not.
Do they have a prequel called...
Do they have a McDonald's?
It's from... Cat's Eye.
I mean, like a McDonald's wiki?
No, they don't have a McDonald's.
Like a McDonald's?
Oh, no, they do have a McDonald's wiki. That's what I just read it from, yes.
There you go, Winky Donald's.
Winky Donald's.
So do they have a prequel called The Big Mac, The McNugget, and The McFlurry?
No, because McDonald's only did plays off of the actual McDonald's food, so that way they wouldn't get sued.
Now, here's a question. Did the guy that drew the manga for this McDonald's, or whatever the fuck, the cat's eye shit, was that the guy also responsible for drawing out the artwork for that Mac Sabbath?
I don't know.
They've got some sick fucking anime artwork.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if you guys have seen that shit. That Mac Sabbath fucking, the Black Sabbath cover band.
Yes, I have, but no,
like,
I don't know.
It's literally a McDonald's themed fucking cover band.
Oh, God.
And like, yeah, no, they're fucking, they've got some pretty cool fucking merch, not for nothing. They're the artwork that they use is pretty sick.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
While you said that word, I guess this is the right time to announce right now.
What?
So don't be confused. The Streamlabs store will still be open.
Yes.
But I don't know how long you're going to want to shop from there when you see the new shop that opened today.
Yeah.
And in order to get to the new shop, you have to go to cleansanchezmedia.com. It is now condensed to make things a one-stop shop. So when you go over to cleansanchezmedia.com, there's a tab up top. It says Bong Rips and Video Games.
Right there.
Just click tab.
Why don't you check out the jean jacket?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you check out the shirt with the Cobalus Designs tag on it? We're going to have cum rags.
Sheets, yes, guys. Sticker sheets. For all you sticker aficionados.
Not solo stickers anymore. Shit everywhere. Not solo stickers.
Oh, yeah.
You can actually go out and go sheets. Sticker slap with sticker sheets now.
Sheets. So. Pages. And I'm pretty sure that will be coming out with multiple pages. Definitely. Yep.
Magnets,
magnets, pins, like fucking actual fucking
and
like
nails, and shit.
I'm actually really excited about the store.
Gift wrap,
oh, yeah, and gift
wrap. Oh my god, just you fucking wait, just you.
Oh my next god, Christmas, I'm so excited. And even some birthdays. Get yourself some gift wrap.
For real.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
All proceeds go to the growth of Bong Rips and Video Games. You know, we just want to make it better. That's why we switched over to Riverside. Yep. We tried something new. Tell us how we sound. Tell us how we look. You know, Max, here's your shot.
How dreads are out of place.
They are.
Too. Yeah, I feel like Christian Machado, like an early El Nino.
He still had.
Shout out to Christian. That's my boy.
He still has the dreads too, like they're long and long and long.
Oh yeah, majestic as fuck. Those dreads are no joke, man. No joke. But yeah, Lions at the Gate. Shout out to the boys in Cali holding it down, bro. Christian Machado, the boys. I love the fucking tunes. I know they're going on tour. These guys are doing a thing. Mad love. But yeah, today we have an interesting topic. But before we hit that topic, I need to discuss something that I came across this week.
Hold on.
And it is, they finally revealed, Vanity Fair revealed, excuse me, as I collect myself because it's just, they released first-hand footage, or not footage, should I say, screenshots of the rebooted Crow movie.
God.
Starring Bill Skarsgård. Now, let me be the first to say, he is a great actor. The guy has been able to devote like a lot of skill into every role he's fucking been in, like from Pennywise to so many more. He's a great fucking actor. So nothing against what Skarsgård can fucking pull off as far as, you know, the character. It's the design of the character that has completely thrown myself, and thankfully I'm not the only one, because apparently, like, there's been backlash galore online. Even the guy who fucking directed Suicide Squad and shit, like, he even chimed in on the whole ordeal where the similarities are way too fucking close between that character design and the Jared Leto design as Joker, which is the least favorite Joker design that's ever fucking existed. The least favorite.
But had a redemption in the Zack Snyder cut.
Yes, in that very, very short stint where he wasn't all tatted the fuck up.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that was great. I love the long hair, scraggly look, like with the Arkham Asylum. Holy shit. Sanchez is over here hulking out, bro. He just pulled his microphone. Sanchez hulked out. Wrong universe, bro. DC.
There's actually a button here that I can hit. Mark clip.
Oh, damn. Perfect.
That's fucked up. But holy yeah, shit. All in all, yeah. What you guys saw it. Like, you guys saw the picture I posted on the server. Yep. What's your take on this? Because I'm personally disappointed as far as the character.
So, when I saw him, I thought he was going to be the new lead singer of Bring Me the Horizon. Dabs, what you got?
I don't like change. I don't like change. Why'd you have to change it? It was perfect the way that it was. Absolutely ridiculous. Why? I don't like change. In all seriousness, it does look very similar to the Jared Leto Joker. It looks very similar. My main problem with it isn't not the tattoos on the face. I don't care. It's the style of the makeup. It doesn't make sense to me. Because the Crow's makeup was very simple.
Yeah, it was very definitive.
Yes,
it was very bold. You can easily tell exactly, like, when you looked into the fucking on a page and you just saw the silhouette and all you saw was that white face with the two dashes across the eyes and the smile.
You knew exactly what it was.
Like, it's an iconic look, bro. Sting fucking took inspiration off of it for years. You know what I mean? Like, an iconic look. So to try to come in and alter that, like, it was hard, especially for us who grew up with that, you know, with that 94 movie. Like, that film was a cult classic for us. Like, we grew up on that shit.
Rest in peace, Brandon Lee.
It was weird to see. Yeah, rest in peace, Brandon, who died filming that fucking movie, you know? Leave it alone.
Now, I will say, if this fails, at least Skellen, is it Skellen Skarsgård?
No, it's Bill.
Oh, it's Bill. At least if this doesn't work out for Bill, he has a career for the next season for American Horror Story. So
that is true.
I mean, yeah, that's true. That's very true. Oh my god! But yeah, that was pretty much my hot take for this week because it was definitely something else. And we also had some good news, Sanchez. Sanchez, let us know about those reboots, the ones that we are actually interested in fucking getting into.
Wait. Reboots? Wait a minute. What are we talking about?
Remaking, we got
Naked Gun. The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson.
With Liam Neeson of all people, guys. Oh, my God. You know it's going to be right.
If we could remake any classic movie with Liam Neeson, what would it be?
Any classic movie? I would have to go Fletch.
I want them to do El Camino.
El Camino? So that would be good.
Con Air.
Oh, with Liam Neeson? Hell yeah. Even though fucking Nicolas Cage owned
that role.
I have to talk about this. So the new episode of You, Me, and Lore came out, right? It was about Fallout 76.
Oh my god, I saw that.
Did you see the screenshot of Nicolas Cage, the Connor Nicolas Cage as the cover?
Whoever made that nailed it. It was so fucking well done, yo. All the molding, the morphing, they killed it. They fucking killed it.
You want to see it? Pull it up. Okay, I got it right here. It is horrifying.
This is a shameless plug for you, me, and Laura.
Yep, shameless plug.
Look at that.
Yep.
There he is, Nicolas Cage.
That is incredible.
That is like on point, bro. On point.
It's too good.
Incredible.
It's too good.
Incredible. So while Gio's got his nightclub going, it's the roast of the dealer today, baby.
Oh, man. Yeah. I forgot what today's episode was.
We spun the wheel last week, and then the wheel ever so slightly grazed, like, just the tip of this topic, and then hit the spin again. Yep. And the fact that extra spin, like, ensured ensure that this episode, and of all episodes, my birthday episode, yes, we get to roast the shit out of a lot of people. Now, yeah, last week we spun the wheel. And what was the topic, Sanchez?
It was dealers then and now.
Exactly. Which, I mean, we can all easily agree there is a huge
difference.
Huge difference between the two.
Huge difference. Oh, like, hang on. Dude, I gotta shut my door for this one.
Let him do his thing. Let him do his thing.
You know, I think about this a lot.
Okay.
And the reason why, I think about it a lot, and this is a conversation that I have with my wife nowadays, and it's not that I don't like the people that I deal with. It's just it's just so much
the
easier.
That's what drives me nuts. And here's the thing: like when I look for a supplier, I look for a dealer, I look for something like that. That's my number one go to. Like you could have. All these, like, I don't care about the fucking strain you have. As long as you are consistent and I know that I can hit you up and you are going to be here when you say you're going to be here, and yeah, you're the guy that I'm going to fucking put money on.
Oh my God, dude.
Money in his pocket.
The old days when they said 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
You just went through it recently.
Yeah.
10 more minutes. I'll be there in 10 more minutes.
A couple months ago, I went through it where. It was 10 more minutes, and then it became, yo, I'm right around the corner. That one fucking drives me crazy. I'm right around the corner. And it's like, bro, no, you're not. You're not even in town yet. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, I see you on the GPS.
Dude, it's fucking ridiculous.
We're going to get more into it because I have a story, so.
Oh, yeah, no, this I'm pretty sure all of us have some fucking story. But it's just absolutely mad that back in the day, our dealers would literally go through it. Like, they didn't care if it was raining outside, if it was snowing outside, whatever the case
would be. Because they wanted that money.
You say, I need a dime? They're going out to go and serve you that fucking dime. Yo, meet me over here. Bang, I got you. Meet me over here. Bang, I got you. And that was the thing. Meet me over here. That's what I used to hear
all the time.
Often. Yo, meet me on the corner over here or meet me over here by Omi's house.
And that corner's hot.
Damn, the corner's hot as hell. But you didn't care because you knew that when you got to that corner, you were getting bucked.
Nope.
Guaranteed, not a problem. Like, it was never an issue back then as far as that was concerned because you knew where to go.
Have you ever had to wait? Have you ever had to wait at the spot?
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Stories.
Oh, yeah.
Stories.
Like, the most awkward fucking moment. Just...
Stories. Trust me.
So awkward, especially if there's a bus stop and you see people get on the bus and like they just stand there expecting you to get on the bus and you're just like,
no,
man,
go ahead.
I'm waiting.
It's like, no, this is all you. Yeah.
This is all you, bro. All you. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, there's been, oh man, but dealers, bro. Dealers back then had what we call hunger.
Yes.
They were hungry.
They were.
These motherfuckers wanted to make those $10.
Yep,
they didn't give a fuck. Those $5, the nickel bags, they wanted it. But now?
Hunger and theft.
Now?
Hunger and theft.
Oh, you motherfuckers now.
Bro, I swear to God. We're going to talk.
Oh, look, this
what the fuck else now?
Well, Dabs, I want to hear your story because I don't have stories. I have rants.
Oh, I have rants too. This story that I'm about to tell you, I want to tell two stories back to back. Okay.
I love it.
Well, don't hit me because I'm sensitive, but yeah.
So the first story actually was my very first time ever interacting with a street dealer.
Those are awkward.
Oh. This one was great. So I'm at my homie's crib and we're chilling, talking, whatever. And he's like, and I had been smoking for a year at this point. And he's just like, yo, you want to smoke some bud? And I was like, sure. So he goes and rummages through his shit and he's just like, fuck. And I'm like, what? He's like, I'm out. And I'm like, you motherfucker, bro. He's like, don't worry. He's like, don't worry. I got a guy. And I was like,
wait, oh, he's got a guy.
Before you continue on, let me. Did you get juggled?
No.
Or did something or did something inside you get juggled?
No. All right. I have been juggled before. I have. From one to another one to another one to another. Oh my. I have. But shut up. This fucking asshole. But yes. So he's like, don't worry, I got a guy. And you guys know me. I'm very skeptical about new people. Like, very skeptical about new people. I always have been. I was a bootlegger. I did not like other people. I went out, got my money, and I came back. Hang on. Like, that was my shit.
I'm gonna call the police.
Did not talk to anyone unless it was about business. Like, and he's just like, don't worry, I got a guy. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, okay, so is he gonna come to us or do we have to go to him? And he's just like, you know your shit. How long you been smoking? I'm like, a year. And my guy comes to me. And he's like, well, hit up your guy. And I'm like, my guy's not going to come to you. And he's just like, what do you mean? And I'm like, my guy is very stingy on who he deals with. My guy's not going to come to you. He's like, but he'll come here if it's for you. I'm like, no, the fuck he won't. And he's just like, okay, well, I got a guy. And I'm like, all right. So he calls this guy. And I kind of hear his voice on the other end of the line, and I'm just like, I don't like this. Like, I automatically, like,
this guy doesn't sound right.
I don't like this. So he hangs, he's like, all right, fine, we'll meet you there in 15 minutes. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm like, we meet him? He can't come to us? What, does he not have a pedal bike? Because that, I'm sorry, my dealer has a bike.
But yeah,
he's like, no, we have to go meet him. And I'm just like, fuck, where are we going to go meet him? He's like, the park. Okay, so there's three parks there's three parks that I lived near. Okay, at the time there was Banning Park, which was the really nice park. It had two soccer fields, a baseball field, basketball courts, tennis courts.
It had it all except for
a skate park. That was the only thing it was missing. It had everything. So, Banning Park, you had Canby Park, which isn't even actually a park. It's a small little fucking play area.
Is it candy?
No. It's a small little play area in what looks like a projects.
Oh, that's fun.
And then the last park is the basketball courts underneath of the bridge in Wilmington. I'm sorry, I'm white. I don't belong there.
He immediately said, one of these things is not like
the other. Exactly. Exactly. I've been to the basketball courts underneath of the bridge in Wilmington. I played basketball there. I have met some really cool people hanging out there over a year and a half. But this story is why I will never do this again. This is what happened. We get to the basketball courts underneath of the bridge in Wilmington. And we're just, like you said, the waiting game, chilling. My boy's like, there's a bench. Yep. And I'm like, yeah, that bench looks occupied. And he's like, well, there's seats over there. I'm like, yeah, no, that ain't gonna happen. And he's like, what are you gonna do? Just post up against the wall? And I'm like, fuck yes, I am.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Posted up against the wall. I'm not moving. And he's like, that looks kind of sus, kind of suspicious? And I'm like, nope. And he's like, okay. So I'm sitting there and I'm like fucking like Jay from Jay and Silent Bob, bro, with my foot up against the wall, cigarette in my mouth, fucking hitting the cigarette, just fucking lean back.
At least it wasn't up your ass.
So 15 minutes go by. We have been standing here waiting for this guy. And then we see this black SUV pull up and the window rolls down. And this is what we hear. Hey, yo, come here. And I'm just like, nah. I'm like, nope.
Hey, nah.
He's like, come on, bro. I'm like, no, that's your boy. You go handle that. And he's like, oh. Are you pitching in? I'm like, fuck no, I ain't pitching in. You had me come all the way down to Wilmington. No, I ain't pitching in. Right. Shit. Get your weed. So he walks up to the thing or whatever, to the SUV, to the side of the car, and his boy is fucking staring at me from, like, around him. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm smoking a cigarette, just chilling, not a care in the world.
Fresh, you're too damn cute. You look like a cop.
I'm just chilling, bro. So he's just like, hey, come here. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. So he gets out of the car.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just like, man, I don't have my knife on me. I'm not about to get into a fight here. And he's like, nah, come here. I just want to talk to you. And I'm like, all right, you know what? If I tell this man no and he pulls a gun on me, I'm dead. So just do what the man said. I walk up to him. He's just like, why are you just posted up against the wall like that? You're not trying to meet new people? And I'm like, I'm antisocial, bro. Me talking to you right now, not even what happened in a million years. And he's just like, what is that supposed to mean? And I'm like, don't worry about it. And he's like, all right, well, your boy got his weed, so you won't have to worry about seeing me for the rest of the day. Have a good one. And I'm like, deuces, bye. Like, I'm sorry, bro. That's the one thing you don't do with me. Don't shout at me from your car. Disrespectful as fuck. The hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That's probably what he thought. He probably, like, you were fat or some shit. Yeah. He was like, oh, this fucking guy standing there awkward.
I wasn't standing there awkward. I was actually standing there, like, with my hands in front of me, leaned up against the fucking wall, tried to look
holding a gun! Holding a gun!
Bro, if it was GTA, I probably would have been.
Holy shit. Nah,
so, man. That was that, my first ever time dealing with a dealer that wasn't mine. I never again.
Yeah, I don't like doing that either, man.
Never again. So, I will go to my next story on the next go around. Somebody else go.
I used to get lucky, man, because me and Gio had a mutual friend who I'm just going to call KG. And he lived on Central Avenue. And we used to get $5 bags off this guy. It was dirt. But it was okay, but because it was $5 and you could get like 4 blunts worth out of
yeah,
this dude.
Oh, yeah, another sex. Yeah.
Now, this dude never delivered. Okay. But every time I had to go to his house, I had to go in the alleyway and he would fish the weed down in a glove. Because remember, Gio knows him. He lived on the top floor, all the way on the, he lived like on the, like the 5th or 6th floor of this building.
That's crazy.
And he fished it down from like his bedroom window from the top of this floor every time.
In a glove?
In a glove.
That's crazy.
In like a mechanic's glove.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was wild. It was a wild time. The worst part was that the gate to get into that alleyway was one of those sharp ones that have like the flare de lis on it. So like if you fall, you're done. Yep. You're gone. You know what I mean? So it's you know, but my big thing is the quality of the bags back then to what they were now. Back then, oh, yeah, you would pay $20 and they would sometimes give you a fucking little bag, but that quality of the weed was fucking strong. Yep. Now you pay $20, they give you a fucking quarter of fucking Cisco Burberry blank.
Yep. Well, yeah.
You know? Some weird shit that you never even heard about.
$10 would buy you literally a gram. Yeah. Like
that's yep. it.
Like that's it. Like you would get yep. a gram. And then
now it gets you a pre-roll.
Yeah
it gives you a gram pre-roll. Yep.
That's exactly what it is. But it's weird. Like recently I had an ordeal.
Oh.
I was looking for concentrates. Sanchez is well aware.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear this story.
I was seeking for concentrates because, as you guys are well aware, I have been dabbing balls concentrate. And let me be the first to say, it's been very consistent as far as attaining the concentrates. So I figure, you know, if I'm going to put money in somebody's pockets, I'd rather be somebody at least close enough. So I reached out to Sanchez, who said he knew somebody. He reached out to this individual. The guy came back with a rebuttal that I was honestly appalled
by. Oh, God.
I felt like it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard because, A, this isn't somebody who works in a shop, right, who's legal, who has, you know, legitimate shit, at least that can be attested for. Because anybody, I don't give a fuck. Look, I'm, look at the fucking age, guys.
Yep.
40 years old. I've been smoking for a long fucking time. You can't bullshit a bullshitter. Can't come and tell me this is fucking cryptochronicolite and all this other shit. I'm not going to believe it. Like, you need to tell me exactly what it is. I'm going to look it up. And if it doesn't, like it's at that level at this age, because you can't trust these fucking dealers nowadays. Because they don't even know what the fuck they're talking about.
I would prefer getting it from a dispensary, but they're so goddamn expensive over here. $70 for a gram of extract? $70? I have to go to these illegal backyard parties, to these backyard dispensaries, to pay $35 for an extract for the same quality, if not better, than the dispensary, but $70. I mean, I'm not trying to dog the dispensaries. I'm just trying to make sense of the situation. Right. You know what I mean? Because there is a positive of what they're doing with some of their prices right now. You know, the dealers today. I mean, you can get an O for $120. Yep.
Depending on who you know.
Exactly. Absolutely. And if you're going to a dispensary, they're challenging that by $40 for an eighth. So I don't know the math. What is four eighths into an ounce?
For 40 what? Times eight. What's 40 times eight?
What's 40 times eight?
Oh my god.
We'll do math. Nine.
Gio, what the fuck is 40 times 8?
40 times 8.
120.
Oh, fucking Noah.
Oh, no, it's not 120.
It's $320 for an ounce if it's $40 for an eighth.
There you go.
Jesus Christ, I'm dying. I can't even concentrate on numbers. Fuck you guys for bringing the show.
Die quietly, dude. Jesus fucking Christ. While he's dying, I know that you guys are going to be mad at me because I don't know how to get the logos on here, but... It's time for pause.
Didn't even realize it's been that long. Holy shit, we've just been bullshitting.
I don't even know if I need to pause right now.
No, you just need to shut the fuck up.
Eventually.
Gio, what's the straight of the week?
Oh, man. This week, we're smoking... Premium RS-11. Again? Not something
like a car.
I'm some bullshit fucking backstreet boy looking motherfucker sitting in an alleyway waiting for you. You're actually going to get in a dispensary.
You know what? That's another thing. They dress differently. The dealers are today. They wear they wear polos.
Dude, I'm sorry. Listen.
And K-Swiss sneakers.
I'm going to say it. I don't give a fuck who gets offended by it. God. I'm Latino. Why do all drug dealers look Dominican? The fuck is going on, bro? Like, literally, they all got the same brook or fade out to this fucking poofy fro with the stupid fucking comedienteria hanging out like this and shit, looking dumb as hell, and then they got these tight-ass pants with shorts underneath them. They put shorts underneath the pants so they can sag the pants deep enough down so they can make sure to shove enough fucking drugs in their ass so they have a stash spot for it. These fucking weirdos. I hate these kids nowadays. You drug dealers nowadays are fucking dumb. You're dumb.
They make very questionable decisions, okay?
Questionable. Like,
I'm okay with the prices, but their means of business is so weird.
$250 fucking dollars as a delivery fee? That's questionable? No, that's called, hang on, let me get close for this. That's called fucking audacity. That's what that's called. Illegal motherfuckers, get a license, get a legitimate business, then charge motherfuckers a $250 fucking delivery fee. Are you serious? I told you I was going to rant this episode. Happy birthday.
So my only problem with dealers nowadays
I've only had one bad experience over the past 6 years. And this was my bad experience. I hit up my boy, who normally is really good. He was out. Let me hit up my other boy. He hit up his other boy. He's got it. Okay. It should be there to you within an hour. All right, cool. 4 hours later. This is me texting me and my boy and every hour on the hour for 4 hours. Hey, where's your boy at? Hey, where's your boy at? Hey, where's your boy at?
Nah, fuck that.
And his boy finally showed up 25 minutes after I sent the last text. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I got caught up in traffic, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, for 4 hours?
Yeah, that's a long time to get stuck in traffic.
I'm like, bro, here's your money. Can I have my weed, please? Traffic. Thank you. Have a nice day. Never again.
Traffic. Really?
All right, really? Legitimate. Here's a good question. What is the longest you've ever had to wait for bud?
A day.
2 days.
Wow. Damn, like that? Yeah.
It was the only
I've never had to wait that long. That's actually crazy. The most I've gone, legitimate, because me and my mother sat here counting, was about 13 hours. Because we called them early, like at the middle of the night to see if they would get there, and they showed up early in the fucking morning.
Yo, this is when I used to live in the fucking shelter in New York, okay? There was no weed in the shelter.
Yeah, no, I would imagine not. If you had weed in the shelter, you were a kingpin. You ran the shelter. Oh, my God. Well, but now, man.
You know what time it is?
Oh, man.
You know what time it is, guys, and we're going to do it right now.
Yay, spin the wheel.
And just real quick, Gio, thoughts on Riverside?
Thoughts on Riverside, not for nothing. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the easy navigation of the entire thing. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what more magic we can produce out this bitch.
Oh, I can't wait for post-production. Now, the only thing I need from you is not to leave the lobby, because it needs to take in some information from your microphone.
It's going to take something, and that's going to take something.
But while we're here, Dabs first came here, he was like, whoa, what the fuck is this? I was like,
this is so different.
Yeah, but here we are. Here we are. We're good.
Guys, look at the fucking wheel. Water, man. Wow.
We have to put some new stuff in there. And it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, guys, seriously. If you guys have any suggestions for the wheel, please throw them down in the comments. Send it to us some fucking on our fucking social medias. Let us know. We will drop that shit right in the wheel, and you can join on the shenanigans and conversations as well. Again, gotta interact with us in the fucking comments. Yes. Bro.
Yeah. I mean, look. Let us know. Also, me and Gio were just talking about making goodie bags for the 420 Expo. We have a backup plan if we don't get a table, but we're gonna have goodie bags. So if you want a goodie bag, you need to listen to the show in order to know where to find us.
Oh, yes.
I know Dabs is going to be there. And it's actually funny because we're doing the 420 Expo. A couple days after that, it's mine and my wife's at 16-year anniversary. Nice.
Look at that.
And then we're going to North Carolina for Kenny Figueroa's wedding from You, Me, and Lore.
Holy shit.
So it's gonna be a great summer. But let's spin this wheel. Let's see what happens. I don't know what's gonna happen. It could be anything, guys. It could be anything. Oh,
anything at this point. Oh, we got to spin again. Yeah, we're gonna be hitting some of these. Remove it. Oh
no.
I'm playing that game. We're gambling it.
Fuck it. It's out.
There you go.
We have one spin again in there, and we are spinning again.
Let's go.
Spin the wheel. Make the deal.
Oh, nice.
Blunt joint bong
bowler edible. Yeah. All right. You know what?
This is going to turn into a debate.
Yeah, this is going to turn into a debate. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you tune in next week when you hear the Bong Ribs and Video Game hosts fight each other? On dominance of smoking.
We're going to physically virtually hit each other. Like, it's going to happen.
Someone, listen, yeah. I'm going to say it right now. Someone's going to make me want to hit my microphone next week. I can already see it.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Just keep Bubbles and Rhino out of the way. Like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck you, dealers. You guys suck. What you got,
so, Debs? By the way, I know that we talked about this last week. I got a new bowl, right?
Oh?
Right. Okay. So that's the baby.
Yes, yes. We don't.
I said last week that when I came up with a name for it, I would announce it on the podcast. So yes. I have come up with a name for the bowl, and it's because it's got this little rhino horn on it. So his name is Rhino, but because I'm such a punny guy,
oh, geez,
the way that it's spelled is not,
I love puns,
is not like Rhino, like R-H-I-N-O. No, it's R-H-I-G-H-N-O. So it's Rhino, like R-H-I-N-O.
I would have done like I would have done like R-E-I-N-O.
Oh, okay, I see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Rhino! But hey, see you guys next Tuesday. Gio, happy fucking birthday.
Happy birthday.
Dude, honestly, just I'm not trying to be sappy, but you know, and Dabs, you know it too, man. Gio, you're like a leader to us, a lot of us. You brought a lot of us together. No,
accept this compliment.
No, don't do that shit. Don't do that shit because you know what you did. You know what you did, and you brought a bunch of us together. So I couldn't get you a physical gift, but my gift to you is my thank you and my, anything you got, I got you. Because honestly, you're a good friend. You're an even better brother. You know, I appreciate so happy you, fucking yes, birthday, really man.
And you want to know thank where you, Sanchez got that gift from? The gift of thank you? From me, because I was going to say that too.
You asked. But yeah, Sanchez is no, no, cutting throats.
Nothing is scripted. We never know. That's the thing. You know, we don't like to script things. We like to bring you to the topic, but anything can happen. But we love you guys. See you next week. Don't leave the fucking lobby because I need to get your data.
Oh, let's go. Get my data. Get all my data.